Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Latin Generation panel call on the 11th of April 2019. In the call, we have Bill, Matt, Michael, Marjana, Bettinan, and Samrat. Over to you, Marjana.
Well, I'll try to chair today's meeting because Dennis is not here, and I hope we shall have some good discussion today, and we shall trace our future work. From the about discussion on base character analysis, we have finished almost all homework. Instead, we have only math homework to see. Matt has sent his work in an email, and I distributed this email today. So, Bettinan, could you please show us now Matt's homework? Because it... Thank you.
Yeah. Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'll share my screen. Could I upload?
Please, thank you.
I did my report more sparse than the others. It was done a very long time ago. So I didn't include screenshots where I didn't see anything interesting. So I had Grave versus... I can redo this if people think that there should be the screenshots of everything. I had Grave versus Dr. Bov, and I didn't find any case where it was mixture. They were kept distinct in all examples. I had the OA lattice small ligature versus OE. They're used as variants. We have discussed this before. So, they are variants, for example, in English, or used as variants. For example, in English, English words. If you look at the rendering in many fonts, they are quite close. But this is it's more like a visual similarity. But I think it's quite obvious that they could be mixed up if. You don't expect the ligature. The picture disappeared, yes.
From time to time, yes, it disappeared, yeah.
Yeah. I looked at the acute accent move to neck carrots. I didn't see any example of that. Tilde move to neck character. I didn't see any examples of that. And I looked at the rendering of Latin small letter D with hook versus Latin small letter D with caron. And they were kept distinct in all examples. So if anyone thinks that I should redo this in the more fancy way, because everything should be in the same fancy way, I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you, Mats. That was all, I suppose so.
Yes, that was all
okay.
Included in my work.
Work, okay. Okay, today I plan to discuss two things with you. So first, Bill, please, your hand is up. Please go on.
Mats, I came across one case where the acute accent does move to the adjoining character. That is the case we have for the Latin small letter E with dot below and the combining acute accent in the Courier New. The acute accent does move. It doesn't, I think you're right that it doesn't move when it's simply the E with acute, but if it's when it's used with the combining acute accent when there are two diacritics, it does move. You might want
okay.
to track that.
Yeah, okay. I honestly didn't think of that case. So I only looked at the case where we have only the dots above and acute, not when you say the with dot below.
Yeah, E with dot below and combining
yes.
acute.
Okay. I'm sorry. I only looked at. I didn't look at that case. So I missed that. So I should look at that.
Michael is typing a lot, and that's one of the things which I wanted to discuss with you today, because we are now in the situation that we have finished our analysis, and the result of this analysis were those reports we produced, and also a specific table a set of characters which should be investigated further, and Bill is collecting all those cases. I first want to discuss with you how shall we present our work, and Michael gave us a proposal, at least a sample, how he proposed that this report should be done, and all these things could be seen in Appendix D of our report. And it was very systematically done and with good remarks and good explanation about it. And I like how it was done, and I just wanted to discuss with you how should we include our report in the main report using the template which was produced by Michael. And we have at least 7 such reports or something like this, and it would be very difficult for one person to cope with this amount of data and reports which are more or less similar. So my proposal is to produce one template. I was just thinking how to do it. I tried to to my report in the way Mako has done it, but it was not going easy. So I thought about making the Word template or the Word document with the specific sections, and in these sections some specific things should be included, like in Mako's report. And after that, me or Titinan could put all those orderly prepared individual reports in the main report. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that I think that if once we have a consensus on the form and the way it should be inside of the appendix or inside of the proposal in general, then I believe we could just edit quite simply, because most of what I saw kind of like has a similar or complete.
You are fading, Michael. Please, I don't. Please keep your mic close to your close to you, because I don't hear you properly. You are fading from the moment to, from time to time. Please go on. Hello.
Okay, yes, yes. Should I repeat what I just said? I don't know.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Sorry. I was saying that once we have a consensus on the way the data should present it, should be presented in the proposal, for which I made a suggestion in the appendix, I don't think it will be very difficult to add all the data we have collected so far to it. So I can help with that, but we need to build consensus on the outer form, what to include, what not to include, and so forth. Thank you.
I looked very carefully what you have done, and I like it very much. But when I tried to compose a document out of the report, it was not so easy to make it in the Word. So maybe I'm not good, I choose the wrong path, let's say, like this. But I want to hear the other people. What do you think about Michael's proposal? How should we present our data, analysis of the how shall we present, how should we present the analysis we have just finished?
Just to make sure, it's Appendix D, right?
Yes, it's Appendix D.
Why don't we look at it in the and present it in the Adobe Connect room so we can
thank you,
and then discuss on that basis.
Thank you, Michael, for this. Thank you for this proposal. In the meantime, when Pitinan is uploading the document, Sarmad, you are the first, and Bill is the next. Please, Sarmad, go on.
Thank you. I wanted to say that we can help you in converting that to a Word document. So you can try to finalize things in the Google Doc and let us know, and we'll do that conversion for you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Bill, please.
Yes, I was going to say I like your idea that we come up with a standard format for all of these, and if Michael is correct that it's easy enough to edit to get that, I think that's cause for celebration, frankly. I do think we need to be clear when we're putting these in that when we did this, we were not, in fact, looking for visual similarity, that that's a separate analysis. I haven't read the first part of Michael's words there on Appendix D, but I think we want to put in this stuff as this is, you know, we were looking for this purpose, this is what we found, and then a subsequent section on when we were looking for visual similarity, this is what we found as well. Thank you.
Yeah, that was also my thinking, because we should, in Appendix D, present the results of our analysis, And we have this collection of code points, which are you keeping track? And we shall, I also want to discuss further on. First, shall we finish this? And after that, we should discuss how shall we investigate the data you have been collected during this analysis. So please, I want everybody here to look at this Meikle's proposal, and if there is any thoughts about it, please share those thoughts with us. I said that I like it. Bill also agreed. The other people who are here, we have Mats and Michael. Have you looked at this document at all, Mats, Michael, or you didn't have enough time to look at it? Mats, please go on.
Yes, I'm looking at it right now, and it's definitely nice to have all the information. It will create a lot of pages, but people won't print this. I think it's quite important that we get some, if we're going to add our things into this format, maybe Meikle could add some comments of on how he thinks and the order things should be in should be also decided, unless we just think it could be any order. Some structuring more than just having the example, I think, is needed to make it consistent.
Thank you, Matt. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. I would like to say a couple of words about the structure, because there is a structure in there, so I'm not sure I understand Matt's comments. But maybe after I explain, Matt is able to better explain what he means by it still needs some structure. So basically,
No. I didn't say that it needs structure. I said that we maybe need some guidance so that we fully understand how you think it should be, so that we are consistent. I don't say there is no structure. There is, definitely. But from the examples, you might not be able to understand how should I put my data in.
Ah, now I understand. You're saying guidance for each member of the group to add in their data.
Yeah, that's how I understood it, yeah.
Okay, so either the individual group members can copy in their data and I can format it, for example, in the same style, or I could take their data and copy it, provided we have a document for each individual member. It's not that difficult, really, because most people kind of stuck to a comparable format. So we have kind of like tabular data, and we have screenshots. The screenshots can be as big or as large as anyone wants, so I don't think there is reason to I don't think it's worth the effort to make this consistent. Like, I don't know, let's say have 50 different fonts in every screenshot or 20 different ones. So I think this should be just left as it is. What we should make a decision as a group on is whether we want to include the individual comments from each member. So, for example, for now, for the draft, I copied in what I had in my document, which is summarized within the subsection under the examples as findings and conclusions. So the question is if and how we want to include that, because it's kind of like preliminary data. So because the definitive and ultimate data is contained in another section of the document where we actually list the confirmed variants. So we need a consensus on what to do with the supplementary data each individual member contributed. And I think otherwise, it's kind of easy. I can do it for the group, or each member of the group can do it. I can also send a template, however we prefer. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Sarmad, please.
So I'm just going to make a suggestion for everybody to consider. So I see it as three layers of data. One layer is going to be your normative data, which is going to be your XML. And obviously, that's going to be the most concise format. The second is your proposal, which has a summary of everything. And as Mikhail was also saying, that those cases which you all consider are relevant will be also summarized in the main document. And then this is like a third layer of data or third level of data, which is just details explaining the two other layers. And I'm just thinking, you know, it's already 125 pages. If we continue adding more data here, this document is going to get very bulky and to some extent almost unmanageable. So there is another option, which is that you publish the appendices as a separate document, which people can download and look at if they need, but the main document remains. So instead of publishing one PDF, you publish two or three PDFs. You know, the main PDF is the proposal PDF, and then you can actually have an appendix PDF or appendix A PDF and appendix B PDF, and we can manage that all these get published at the same place, and each of them can refer to other documents, so that if you are in one document, you can click a link and go to the other document. So it's still reasonably, the flow can still be managed, but the bulk can actually be divided. That's one option to consider. Thank you.
Yeah, and Michael is agreeing that we should produce appendices in a separate document. Michael is agreeing with Sarmad suggestion, and I think also that it is a good suggestion, but now we have one big document. Should we divide it now in two documents, in one, the main document and the appendices, and name it somehow, and to work with the smaller documents, we could do it. Would be easier to cope with the number of pages we have in those documents, and uploading, opening of the documents will be faster. That's one question. And the other question is, what do we think about Michael's proposal? Should we include findings, as he suggested here, and conclusions in this document, or should we could have all these sections in the document, and if there is no findings or no I'm now thinking aloud. I'd like to have more or less all the findings presented in the same way, but what the other people think. We still have not agreed how should we do this appendix. I think it is time to discuss it and to make some conclusions. If we can't do it today, we can postpone it for the next meeting, but we should resolve this as soon as possible. Ideas? Max, please, go on.
Well, to have it in the same document or two separate documents is only a question of if we combine it, will it be too large then? I don't know how large it is as of now. It took a long time to load it. Otherwise, I mean, there are cons to have it in two different documents, because then you have two files to handle. So I think that is the only reason to keep it in separate document if it's too large to have it in one. It's not that much about number of pages. I think it's the size in megabytes or whatever. I think the findings, maybe we should call it preliminary findings or something in there or something. But I think it's good to write it there because the reader will then understand how we have discussed this, how we have understood this and taken this. Otherwise, it's just a lot of data without anything to understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please.
The only downside I see to two documents is that we will then need to be careful that when we put it out for public comment, we somehow make clear to anyone looking at it that they need to look at both of them in order to really be clear on what we found. I think doable, but we need to be aware that we need to do that when we're putting it out for comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Sarmat, please.
Thank you, Brianna. So I was actually going to suggest that if you are all going that route, that there are two documents, we could actually start with making a template for this in a separate document, so that everybody doesn't need to worry or remember the structure of how they want to put data in. And everybody can use that template and fill in their data or obviously share their data. And I guess Mika volunteered, we can also help. So we can, you know, put that data in. But it may actually be useful to discuss the template. The other challenge which is eventually going to come is that currently this is being presented as work done by each person. So there is obviously Mikal's data and Bill's data and Max's data. But eventually when it needs to be presented, it needs to be presented in a different way, where you need to first worry about, of course, diacritic similarity versus multiple diacritics, so we need to categorize it different ways, not by person, but by types. So I'm just thinking how to manage that, and then within each type, obviously the data need to be structured, possibly I think alphabetically, so that people can find things more easily. So I guess those are some of the things to think about. Thank you.
Well, I was also thinking about template and to ask every person to fill in the template their data and their findings. And after that, someone should put all these filled templates in the main document. And it is a lot of work to be done. So make a list. Can we call up each member to comment on whether to include the findings and conclusions and whether the general form is okay? Yeah, thank you, Michael, for this question. So, shall we, although we are missing a few persons from the call, But could we just say, are we agreeing with this proposition which Michael gave us, and to proceed probably with making a template and ask every member of the group to put their data, his or her data, in the template. Do we need to vote about it? What do you think? Or if anyone has something new to say about it, please go on. Bill, please, go on.
It sounds to me like we've all pretty much agreed that we can... The general approach that Mikkel has taken is a reasonable way to go. I think it's the only change I would make is, as Sarmad noted, to shuffle things around so that they end up in alphabetical order, just for ease of reference by the reader. Thank you.
So we agreed that, Sarmad, please go on.
Right. So if you, I think, as a first step, can put your individual data in a template in separate documents or within the same document, but in, you know, person-wise, that's something we can also help you with, to reorganize and restructure it in a way that it it is more, I guess, predictable. So I guess I would suggest the first target should be that we bring all the data into a template by person, and then I guess we can do a second pass on it and get that sorted out in a more holistic way. As I said, we can help with that. If you want, then you don't need to worry about it, and we can do a structuring and share that back with all of you to see whether that works or not. So if you can do it in two steps, we can help with the second step as well. Thank you.
Matt was asking Bill, alphabetical order of what? Bill is typing something. The underlined letter, I see.
So if we have, for instance, E with dot versus E with acute, and someone else did E with dot versus E with grave, put those together, not separate it out so that... if you're looking through, you can go, okay, these are the various diacritics with the letter E, and this is what they found for those, and then move on to the letter F for, you know, it, or the letter I as we get to them, but just have them sorted that way. That was all I was basically suggesting.
Yeah, it would be probably the last step when we put all the data in. And after, Max, please go on.
Well, I find that quite problematic. If we go to page 106 in the document, we see that Maker has processed and different characters. And by alphabetical, I think that Bill means alphabetical order if the diacritics are removed and alphabetical in the English alphabet. Because here we see, I mean, we have A, E, O, and we will find A, E, O, and I, and S, and Y, etc. And with other analysis, that means that we have to cut them up, all the different analysis from different people, and present them intermingled, and that would be very ambitious to do, I think. I don't think that's realistic.
Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I understand that it would be a significant amount of work, but I think in the interest of making the document usable for the reader, I think it's necessary work. Unfortunate, perhaps, but I think it's something that needs to be done.
So, may I continue? Or?
Yes. Yeah, please.
And that means that we should take our work and split it up by letter, so that our work is split up by letter, and then someone has to merge the data from all the various presentations into a combined document.
Let's first finish two steps which are clear. I mean, to produce one template and to fill this template with all the data we have provided up to now. Those two steps are pretty clear at this moment. And when we see, and also the data should be sorted as Michael proposed, for example, according to the different I don't know how to call it. For example, diacritics evaluation, that's one topic. And the other topic is spacing evaluation, and so on and so on. When we put all this data in these topics, we shall see is there any possibility to sort it the way Bill is proposing. Because I also, when I cannot see the data, I mean, sorted as Michael proposed, under different topics, I don't know, should they be sorted by in alphabetical order or whatever. At least we have two clear steps. First one is template, the second one is filling the data in the template. And the third one will be putting the data from those same templates in the report. Please, Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I think since we're going to need to be editing what we've done into the template, it wouldn't be that much more work for each of us at that step to break out, here's what I found for this letter, you know, here's what I found for the next letter, and put each of those into this template, which would then make the merger relatively straightforward.
I can't say anything about this because I have first to see the date. Sorry. I cannot keep all these things in my head. So, are we agreeing today that we should make template and that we should ask everybody to fill the template with the data from their analysis? Is there anything more to be added to this, what I have just said? After that, we could discuss further arrangement of the report. So today we discussed two things. First one is to divide this large report in two reports, main report and appendices. That's one thing we should try to decide today, or shall we wait for the whole group to decide about it, or should we ask the rest of the group what they think about it? That's one question. And the other question is how to proceed with this report And Matt, please go on.
If we agree, I mean, if nobody objects here, I think that we could decide to do it, but set it out on the list and give the rest a few days to object. And if we agree, I think that there's a big chance that the rest also agree. The risk is that someone does not have enough time to process it, but we have to take that risk anyway.
Okay. Michael has just provided the template for us, I think, the on variants. So we should make, Matt, please go on. You are speaking. Sorry. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say that I extrapolated the template based on what I had used for Appendix D quickly. So please take a look at it now and tell me if it's sufficient. If not, I can insert the remaining details and, if need be, convert it to Google Docs if you guys prefer. It's really a simple thing. I'm not sure if the structure is clear. So let's discuss it just now, maybe, and then we can decide whether it's sufficient or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yes, I was just going to say, I think we've got most of us here, and so if we all agree, that's basically a majority of the group, even if the two who are not here were to disagree,
yeah.
I'm not sure that they will. So I think it's probably sufficient to move forward now rather than waiting for a week or two before we start moving forward.
Thank you, Bill. So at least there is five of us here, so two people are missing, Dennis and Hazem, and I suppose if they have anything to add to this template and the procedure which we just agreed about, they could do it in the next few days, and we should, and at least five of us could try to fill our data in the proposed template, and after that I should ask probably Pitinen and Sarmat to help us to fill those data in the report. That's one thing we have concluded now. And another one, should we separate those two this one big documents into that documents at this moment, or should we keep it in the... My feeling is that if we divide it in two documents, it would be easy to cope with it, because when someone fills all the data from our templates in this document, it will be larger and larger. So Bill, what does it mean, might want to expand the spacing evaluation a bit? Sorry. It's okay.
Sorry, but...
I see. You wasn't reading careful. It's okay. At least we moved forward a little bit. So, Michael sent a proposal in Michael, you sent this template in... You shared your on the OneDrive document, so everyone can download it and fill it in Word. I think it is easier than do it in Google Docs. And then send it to the list. What do you think about it? Nobody is objecting, so
Why shouldn't we have in Google Docs as before? Is it? What's the reason?
No reason, but for me, because I'm old as I am, I like to have it on my computer and to do whatever I like. And when it is finished, I can put it anywhere. So I don't mind, really. It's just my way of feeling more comfortable. But it doesn't matter. Whatever people like, I will do the same thing, the same way.
I don't know if I've access to OneDrive.
But you just no. You can download it and can put it on Google Drive if you like.
Okay.
But everyone has to produce his own version of this document.
Yes.
That's the problem. And it is easier if you produce your version of your computer and send it somewhere to someone who will put all those data in the main document. Otherwise, we have to trace our Google Doc link around. So, just the practical way I was seeing this.
Okay.
Make up, please. Go on.
Yeah, Mirjana, you already said everything I wanted to say. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Because those Google Doc links are not very... I'm not saying which document is owned by anyone, and we are always chasing those links around, and it is difficult to keep it all, to keep the track about all of it. Matt, your hand is still up. Do you want to say something?
No.
Yeah. So please download this template, and please try to fill your data in the template, and please send your work to the Latin GP mailing list, and I hope Pitinan will help me to collect it and to put it in the document. Another thing is, should we divide the document now in two parts, because someone has to do it? No thoughts about it. Okay. Matt, please.
I think it's a matter of size. If we think that the document will be too large, with all that included, and I'm thinking not the number of pages, but the number of bytes, then we should split it up. Otherwise, I think it's better to have it in one document.
Okay, we can postpone this decision for one of the next meetings. At least we have a first step to do to fill the template and to send the filled template to the mailing list. And after that, when we start filling the data in it, we shall decide in one moment if it is difficult to cope with all the things, we shall divide it or not. But we shall have it on mine. Oh, it was a good discussion, and we are going on. So those were the things which I wanted to discuss with you today, because another thing. We have this collection of the code points which Bill was making Bill was collecting, and those are candidates for visual similarity investigation. I was not very good I don't feel very comfortable with all this stuff with variants, so I want you all to think and to say whatever is on your mind. How do you think we should proceed with this visual similarity investigation of the code points collected during this analysis, because we have used once 4-point scale before. I forgot what it was.
But please, Max, please go on.
I'm sorry. It's an old hand.
Okay.
Bill.
Bill, please go on.
Yes, if we have, think we have gotten far enough along, I can compile the items we identified as potential for visual similarity and send it around for everyone to look at and see if there are any more that I may have missed. And I can do that before the beginning of next week.
Okay. And after that, when we see what you have been collected, because everything disappeared from my from my mind for this long 4 months, or we are discussing these things for a pretty long period of time, please think about it. How should we proceed with this visual similarity investigation? Should we use the previous procedure which we had, which we used, I think, during cross-script analysis and this scoring, one to four scoring procedure, or there is any new idea how to deal with it? We need not to decide now, but this is one of the most very important things which should be decided very soon. Because these things and a few other things which we have on the as the action items from the previous work, we should try to resolve it, let's say, in next 3 or 4 meetings. Bill, please.
I'm sorry, that's an old hand. I should have
ignored.
Sorry.
Okay. So that's all. Please compile this this collection, what you have, and present it to the members. And on the next meeting, we shall discuss how should we proceed with visual similarity and all the other stuff which we have I sent it with the agenda also, and you could look at them and say whatever you have to, whatever is on your mind about those action items, which are still not resolved. Bill, please go on.
I'm sorry, if we've gotten to the end of this and have a few minutes, I wonder if
yes.
We could speak briefly about the combining diacritics issues that I identified and see if anybody has any ideas about how to address the cases where, in fact, the combining diacritic gets tacked on to the following letter. Thank you.
I have to put it on our action items also, not to forget it, because we are we have 6 minutes more. And do you want to present something for all the people to see? What are you thinking about?
I believe I sent it around with the cases that I found, which were problems, and I confess I don't have any good ideas about what a solution might be, but it's something
it
that I need to address.
It should be discussed, of course. So those are combining diacritics that were moving to the next letter or something like this.
Exactly.
And it usually happens if we have a sequence, not when those letters are precomposed, as I remember. Or I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, the precomposed ones, I wasn't looking at the precomposed ones, just the ones with combining diacritics.
Um,
It is difficult to discuss it just like this when we don't see what is going on. So Pitinan is, Pitinan is showing us what you think about it, or what you have presented. And I will put it on the action item. I think with and any idea how what to do with this, or should we leave? Should I ask everyone to look at this and think about it and give some idea?
I think it's going to require some thought. As I say, I have thought about it and didn't come up with any good ideas, but perhaps someone else can come up with something to keep there from being a problem. Maybe put the maybe say that the in those problematic cases you have to put the combining code point before the letter rather than after, but only with the ones that shift over, not with the other ones. I don't know.
And you were using the font on your computer. You didn't try it with Wordmark IT.
No, this is just what you see there in the document. It was strictly I knew Courier knew sometimes I knew about the cases where it shifted everything over, so the combining mark basically got a space all to itself, as with the small letter A and the combining macron below, and then discovered the ones like the small letter G with combining tilde subsequently. The ones where it's on, the combining mark has its own space are not, I think, a real problem, but the ones where it goes over the subsequent letter, I think, are a very real problem, which, as I said at the end, the ideal thing would be for the Unicode folks to create pre-composed code points for those, but I'm not sure how rapidly they could be persuaded to do that.
Yeah. Mats, please.
Yes. I don't understand what you meant by putting it before. I mean, the combining mark must be put after. There is no choice of that. And even if the rendering is incorrect, then that's how the combining marks work. And as far as
okay, I was just brainstorming. Nothing more than brainstorming on my part.
Right. So a combining mark. If you look at the combining mark, it has the space that should kind of where the other character, the previous character, should be. So, and the issue of having pre-composed that has been requested by others, and I, as far as I understand, that would not happen. So this is how it is.
Oh, we are almost we are on the top of the hour, and Pitinan is also asking who needs the wordmark.it. We cannot respond this at this moment, but when we start filling our templates, we shall see who needs wordmark.it to fill those templates. After that, we shall respond to you, Pitinan. I hope that's the only thing I can say today. Matt, your hand is still up. You want to say something?
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we started a few discussions now, which cannot be finished in the next 1 or 2 minutes. And I propose the next meeting will be next Thursday again. And please start filling those templates which Michael proposed. And we shall discuss is there any problems next time and the rest of the action items we have in the agenda. And I will put this stacking with combining diacritics, a build problem. I will also put it in the action items so we could go on after that. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, just wanted to say that next week, Thursday, might be difficult because
it is
before Easter, and I won't be available, and I don't know.
Okay, maybe some other people won't be available because it is just before Easter. Our Easter is 1 week after that. Okay, could we can agree to move our next meeting not to April 8th. It should be 18, but in 14 days it is something like April 25. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. April 25 is the next. Okay. We shall have, because of the Easter next week, we shall have our next meeting on April 25. Thank you, Michael, for this, because I forgot that the Easter is beginning next week. Okay, thank you very much for being present at this meeting, and thank you for your input and discussion. And hear you in 2 weeks. So have a nice Easter, who is celebrating it, and all the rest will have a little rest. Bye, and hear you. Bye, and hear you in 2 weeks. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.